That's right. We will be at Quality Block on West Germain Road. That extra N draws that out. Not German Road. Germain. Free event open to the public in Chandler. It's the fastest trial competition. The best Masons in the state compete for the fastest trial. Winners actually go on to compete for the national fastest trial at World of Concrete in Vegas this winter. It's in February or March or something like that. January 2017. So let's get to our calls at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Mike's on the line and wants to talk to Mr. Dave Burns of Green ID. Go ahead, Mike.
Thank you so much. We have a laundry room off the kitchen, and it's about 5 foot by 6 foot, and it's got one vent, which is about 6 inches square, and it's the coolest damn room in the house. And when the doors are closed to the laundry room, you can see some daylight through that vent. So I was going to close that off, but one, wanted to know, is that efficient to close off that one little space? Two, is the ductwork up there thin enough to allow daylight?
It depends. What year was your home built?
92.
Okay, so your ductwork should be R6 insulated, which, no, it shouldn't be thin enough to see daylight through. You're talking about closing off the vent to...
Yes.
To get more.
But
air.
I didn't want to close it and have that one defect and have it blow cold air into the attic.
Mm-hmm. What's probably better is to put a balancing damper in where that duct branches off to the laundry room and divert the air to the other parts of the house. If you do it at the source, it's better than closing it off at the register because you won't have that buildup of air. And when you have the buildup of air, that's when the duct leakage gets kind of intensified and you lose more air to the attic.
Well, a few months ago, we had an energy audit and had all the insulation replaced and the ductwork seal, which, by the way, when you seal that ductwork, the dust in the house goes away. It's an amazing thing. But there's just this one little area that I needed some input on.
And that sounds like he's talking about aero sealing, where they blow product through the ducts that seal any leaks. And he said for him, the dust went away. So that was probably a pretty good indication that it did work and that there was a leak in the ductwork, because that when that air goes through there, it will suck in all that nice dust from the attic into the home. Not a bulletproof, but sometimes that's the only way to get to it if you've got no attic space.
Yeah, that's right. Closing it off at the register would probably be the last resort, but if there is no attic space or you don't want to track through that insulation, you could try it and see if that helps. But like I said, ideally it's going to be at the source, putting a damper in there to kind of close the air off before it even gets to that duct line.
Are you a fan of duct sealing that way?
Aero sealing is good if it's inaccessible attic, a flat roof home. But if there is an attic space we can walk around, I prefer the manual seal because we can get it thicker. We can get the sealing on much thicker. And aero seal doesn't get holes greater than, I think, a 16th of an inch. So it doesn't get the big holes.
Yeah, you would need a lot of product. And even then, that's not how it's designed or works. So.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to Tim next on the line in Phoenix. Welcome to the program. How may we help you, sir?
Okay, so here's our situation. We're huge fans of avoiding using the peak power hours to save on our bill. It really does save us some money. In other words, we run zero AC from about noon to 7 p.m. We're not at home. We're at work and everything. But here's our question. Would it be worth it to put in like a small window unit to run during that time when we get home about 5:30 to run until about 7 p.m.? In other words, the peak ends at 7 p.m.
And, Tim, when you leave at 7, you say you just shut your air conditioning off? I'm sorry, at noon?
Yeah, we leave the house at about 8:30 in the morning, and we just turn it way up to about 88 degrees.
And then when you get home, you wait till after 7 p.m. when you go to off-peak, and then you turn it down to what?
About 77.
So about. And you said 88 is what you turn it up to?
Yeah.
So you're bringing it down 11 degrees. What do you think?
I think the window unit is going to use less energy than the running the AC, the compressor, to cool the whole house. So it may be a good idea to cool that one room off, take the heat out of that one room, and then kick on the AC after 7 o'clock. That's one way to do it. There's probably a couple other ways I can think of to help cool one specific room and kind of buy time until 7 o'clock where they can turn on the appliances.
What do you think about mini split systems?
Mini splits are really good because there is no duct work. You don't have any duct leakage. You get up to a SEER 22, 23. So they are super efficient, and they don't take up a whole lot of space. The downside is going to be the initial cost compared to a window unit, but it's going to be much more efficient to operate. And they're expandable, so you could put a fan in one room and another room and expand out if you wanted to.
And a mini split, as far as I know, isn't something that you could still install as a homeowner because you've still got to charge the system, right?
Yeah, that's right. You would need a certified EPA certified technician to install it.
There's a couple options for you, Tim. We appreciate the call. Some common problems that you find. You do energy audits every day except Sunday. Saturday, too? You take the weekend off?
Yeah, we do Saturdays.
So 5 days a week you're doing energy audits. What is your common, what are the common culprits?
Well, for a home with flex duct, which is what most homes, most spec and tract homes are installed with, it's undersized duct work. And so if you imagine, I compare it to breathing through one straw. We're going to be starved for air if we're just breathing through one straw pretty quickly. It's going to stress everything in our body. And just like breathing through one straw, if your ductwork is undersized, it's going to make the AC loud. It's going to make it work a lot harder. And you're not going to get the full capacity of air that you should. So it's a common cause that's not really diagnosed by other companies. So undersized ductwork is kind of the big one.
Airflow is critical. It's like your blood. You don't want anything clogging it.
Yeah,
clogging
exactly.
Its flow, its passage. Good right. Movement is critical.
Mm-hmm. And then just the duct leakage. So continuing on with the ducts, having maybe 20 to 30% of that air lost to the attic is just killer. We want to make sure the ducts are sealed, that all the air is going into the rooms that it's supposed to and not the attic.
So again, like blood, you want it in the veins and not out of the duct.
Mm-hmm. And then I guess if a air handler is on one side of the house and a homeowner experiences a temperature difference when they walk through the home, they can feel it getting hotter. You know, the further away they get from the unit, that's a sign of imbalance, ductwork, or maybe low insulation. So those two things kind of work together. You know, if you have a well home that's well insulated, it's going to keep the air in better. And if the air is balanced right, you shouldn't feel a temperature difference in the house.
We have a text question, and real quick, you had mentioned the Honeywell HEPA filters. Mm-hmm. Where does a homeowner pick those up?
I've had luck finding them on Google. If you Google a 4-inch HEPA filter with a 1-inch lip is what you want. And then we sell them. We buy them directly from our HVAC rep. Unfortunately, Home Depots and the hardware stores don't sell them off the shelf. You have to get it online. They're going to cost about $30 to $50.
And that's how, when I built, that's how our air conditioning contractor, Knight, installed it. Mm. And it was the same thing. I don't know if it's a space issue with the big box stores,
mm-hmm.
you know, where it would, where you could stack 12 1-inch air filters.
Yeah, yeah.
You can only put 4 now. So I don't know if that's why they don't supply them, or if it's something quality control the air conditioning industry is doing. I don't know why it's not sold, but you're right. You do have to get those HEPA filters, like you said, either online. Do y'all sell them? You said you buy them.
Yeah.
Direct from your HVAC supplier. Somebody could order them from you.
Yeah, you could call our office and we can get them for you and install them for you. Office number is 602-926-1650.
And again, for today, if somebody's interested in an energy audit, y'all are cutting that price in half from $99 to $49 because you're giving them a $50 Visa gift card.
That's right. Yeah.
Very
if you
cool.
mentioned the Rosie program.
Excellent. So call today to schedule that if you're looking to find out where the energy hogs are in your home. And there's a reason we test and don't guess. I like that.
Oh, yeah.
I stole that from Dave.
And so the reason why we do an energy audit in the first place is to test the home, to get a baseline of where homes use an energy, because a lot of times homeowners are surprised and we get surprised at what the biggest energy saver is. It's typically not sealing up the cracks around the doors and the windows that is pretty annoying to us as homeowners, but it won't save you a lot of money. All the data we collect during our audit goes into a model, and we do a manual J-calc, and it shows cost savings for each upgrade. And we can show every line item, every recommendation we have, how much a homeowner is expected to save for that, and prioritize them in terms of cost savings, in terms of comfort for the homeowner. So you can see what's going to save you money, what's not, and we can put in those kind of special products we talked about, like radiant barriers, and actually show a homeowner, well, you're only going to save $10 a year doing this, and it's really not worth it. So it educates everyone on the cost effectiveness.
It's the introduction of building science into the industry. I remember mm-hmm. when I started, you know, back in the 90s, we didn't have energy audits. And what we went off of was what energy companies would report as your biggest energy hogs. And windows were 48% of your mm-hmm. heat loss and gain came through your windows. So we would always attack windows first. And we would just go off of that percentage. But every home's different, especially if you've got a low-sloped ranch style where all your windows are shaded.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not where you're likely to see your biggest energy hog. So the building science actually gives you more concrete report of this is where I need to start to save the money. And if you're a really savvy homeowner, you start applying those savings to a little kitty and use that kitty savings to attack all the things that are on that energy hog list.
Oh,
so
yeah.
By saving and not spending that money and investing it more into your energy efficiency, you know, a year or two, you're going to have a really efficient home and some significant savings. More with David Burns of Green ID right after this.